Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
For 30 minutes, Philadelphia police officer laid on hot asphalt next to 8-year-old he couldn't save. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After a truck hit 80-year-old Mary Alice McGrath, Philadelphia police officer Francis Lynch realized he couldn't save her. But what he could do was stay by her side until the end. And his heartwarming gesture meant the world to the elderly woman's grieving family. 80-year-old Mary Alice McGrath didn't get behind the wheel much anymore. Instead, she relied on her feet for most of her independent travel. She didn't drive many places, but she did walk often, and she had gone that day to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription, explained Molly Quinn, the woman's niece. On her way back home, the driver of a truck failed to stop for Mary Alice while she was crossing the intersection, and Philadelphia police officer Francis Lynch, who was at the intersection too, could do nothing to stop the truck from hitting the elderly woman. Officer Lynch immediately called for an ambulance and backup, but Mary Alice's injuries were beyond his abilities to treat. He knew he couldn't save her. So, he did the only thing he could. And the incredible act of compassion is touching hearts all over. Unable to save the injured 80-year-old woman, the Philadelphia police officer did the next best thing. He laid down next to her for 30 minutes in traffic and stayed by her side as her soul departed from this world. It was a scorching day in July, so that meant the hot pavement burned Officer Lynch's skin as he laid there. In fact, he suffered burns so serious they would later need to be treated at the hospital. But none of that mattered to the compassionate Philadelphia police officer. He wanted Mary Alice to know she wasn't alone, no matter the cost to his own safety. Watching the 80-year-old woman die and knowing he could do nothing to stop it has been very hard on Officer Lynch. The memories still haunt him, especially when he crosses the intersection of the accident, and he refuses to see himself as a hero, despite what everyone else says. "I'm sure it's going to take more time for me," he says, "but I still have a job to do, and I've got to keep doing that." And while it was a terrible thing to experience, the Philadelphia police officer's selfless act has been a blessing for Mary Alice's grieving family. God called Officer Lynch to that intersection for a reason. His purpose wasn't to save the woman's life, but to bring her comfort and peace as she left for heaven. "I think he was there for a reason, and he was her guardian angel," Molly said. "And he went above and beyond the call of duty by just lying in the street next to this poor woman when she needed him." In a time when so many people are dying alone due to the coronavirus pandemic, Mary Alice's family finds comfort in knowing their loved one wasn't alone. So often we think being the hero means fixing the problem or saving the day. But sometimes, God is simply calling us to be there. He can use our presence to remind others of His love. We just need to be still and trust Him. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Psalm 46:10.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Woman warns others, "Learn from my mistake," after she lost forehead from a bad habit. Written by Emilio Truitt. read by Alyssa Forsberg. On long car rides, getting comfortable can be difficult. One of the most common forms of relaxation in the passenger seat is with the feet up on the dash. Yes, it may be comfortable for the time being, but it may cost you your life. One woman loses her forehead from an accident when she was in this exact position. Granny Keeley sadly made this tragic mistake and has changed the way she thinks and how she lives at just 22 years old. Granny was a passenger of a car and had put her feet up on the dash. Suddenly, the car hit a patch of black ice. The vehicle lost control and hit a wall, which sent Granny's knees back into her head. The accident broke nearly every bone in her face. Since December 2006, Granny has undergone 16 surgeries. She still suffers with issues. Granny decided to take her experience and raise awareness of the dangers of putting your feet on the dash. In June 2009, Granny was fitted for a ceramic forehead. The surgeons had done such a good job, many people don't believe that such a horrific accident even took place. Though the surgery went well, there was a negative side to it. Granny commented, "In one way, it's great to get that people can't tell the difference, but in another way, it does mess with your head because I see a difference to how she looked before the accident." It also created different types of issues. Granny was on disability, which granted her a free travel pass. When Granny had gone to the train station, she presented her pass. She then commented, "I remember going to the train station and I produced my travel pass, which wasn't a thing I did easily, and the woman refused me." After everything Granny has gone through, she still stands tall and shares her story to keep people from making the same mistake as she made. Granny said, "I just can't emphasize enough how much it's changed my life and how it's just not worth the risk. I never thought I would be in this situation, not in a million years. Please, just be safe."
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. This episode was produced and edited by Stacy Marshall. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Hello, hello. Quinice Petway here, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. Are you someone who loves to take a deep dive into God's Word, one verse at a time, to explore His will for your life and desire to draw closer to Him? If that sounds like you, I'd love to invite you to head over to lifeaudio.com and search Your Daily Bible Verse to tune in and subscribe for daily inspiration, life application, and spiritual transformation through the in-depth exploration of God's Word.